This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got a little bit of a fuzz on my Facebook Live. You know what? I should do that. It makes me look younger. I got to tell you, I got some heat because I was talking about how Nancy Pelosi looked really, really young for being 80 on that interview with Wolf Blitzer the other day. Politics aside, 80 years old, 80 years old, she looks pretty good for 80. God, I thought, you know, when I was 80, I would just be, I don't know. In our family, we women kind of shrivel up, although my mom looks really, really good. But the rest of the women in our family, we're not the most handsome women. People use the term, oh, she's so handsome. Not in our family. We weren't even handsome. We don't really look that good when we age. But anyway, so I have a little, I have a little bit of that fuzz going on my feet, which I think I'm going to keep because it looks good. But we've been talking about COVID, and President Trump said that Barron, his son, had COVID for like 2 seconds. That was his quote, like 2 seconds. So for some of us who had COVID, maybe it wasn't that bad, and we were like, no, you know, no big thing. For other people, it was debilitating. They were in the hospital for weeks. But I've been telling you guys this for a while. I'm hearing that people don't get over their COVID symptoms that easy. And sometimes these COVID symptoms last weeks. Well, finally, they're coining a term called long COVID. And long COVID could comprise any of four clusters of symptoms, okay? One is the depression and the psychological, you know, trauma from COVID. Another is COVID affecting some of the other organs, where it might affect the heart, it might affect the kidney. So what happens is you might get the respiratory COVID originally, but then it starts to affect other aspects of the body. It might not be the type of symptoms where everybody goes, oh, you're coughing, you know, stay home. But COVID might affect other body systems. Third cluster is your COVID symptoms just don't improve. You just still have the fatigue. You just still have the body aches. You just still have the cough. I had one woman that called. She had fever for like 3-4 months even. Fever. I'm like, we got to make sure there's not an abscess or something else going on. Let's look at your teeth. Let's look, you know, you got to get yourself checked out. Apparently it was COVID. And then there's the post-intensive care syndrome, which we're going to talk about a little bit more in a second. So, but these long COVID syndromes unfortunately need to make us look at COVID and our approach to vaccines, our approach to reopening, you know, schools and businesses and all that, a little different. Okay, we were hoping COVID was like the flu. You get sick for a few days, you're back at work. COVID's not like that. CDC had to extend it to, if you're sick with COVID, stay home for 10 days, at least. If you're better, you could go back, like President Trump. He's already back and he's out there. He was a little hoarse yesterday, but that could just be because, you know, he's, you know, dancing and singing to the YMCA and doing all the other stuff he's doing all week long. But we thought, all right, with COVID, fine. 10 days, maybe 20 days if you had severe COVID. But now we're being told no. In fact, 10% of people with COVID have symptoms for weeks later. They said 5%, this is coming out of Great Britain, 5% can have symptoms going on for months. Now, they actually did some of the research on social media because people were on social media going, guys, I'm still sick. I mean, social media, I know we debate its role in politics and we debate its role in society and, you know, many people find more negative than good, but it is a trove of research. It is a trove of data. And there are people going, look, I'm still sick. I'm still reporting symptoms. And because they're not going to the doctors and because we don't have a really good reporting system for is this COVID, is this not COVID, is the test falsely positive, is it falsely negative, are we having, you know, how sensitive is it, how specific it is, we're, the researchers are like, you know what, okay, fine, you know, we'll go to social media and we'll see. And so with their research, and I've told you the same thing and you guys have, you know, seen it also, COVID isn't a quick and easy illness. For some it is. For Barron Trump, looks like, thank God, 2 seconds, a 2 second COVID, according to President Trump. But, you know, for other people, COVID might last longer. So then, you know, what else could be going on? Well, you know, having COVID, okay, me as a doctor, if I got COVID, I'd be like, all right, okay. So look, I've been exposed to all sorts of things in my life. If I get COVID, I still haven't yet. If I get COVID, all right, that's just another thing. But the average person is scared to death. The average person is hearing, and, you know, I talk to people of all educational backgrounds, and we have still the majority of them very fearful of this virus. They may differ on their approach to lockdowns and school closures, but I think the majority of people go, you know what, this is, you know, this is a little unpredictable. And whether we debate whether it caused 200,000 deaths or 100,000 deaths or flu or heart attack was mixed, although we have some more data on that. You know, I think the majority of us can agree that this virus has proven deadly. So the problem is if somebody gets this virus and they're reading everything online, you know, and they're hearing that their friends still have symptoms weeks later or some of them get blood clots. You don't really bounce back as happy as President Trump did. President Trump, everybody's like, oh, does he have roid rage or does he have mania? I think the guy was happy that, you know, he got out of the hospital, he lived. You know, being told you have something that's going to decimate your lungs and you survive it is, you know, pretty euphoric. But you have other people where they felt like crap. Plus, they don't have a job to go to. Plus, they don't have their friends. And they don't have their social network, or they're single and they haven't dated in months. Yeah, we're going to see depression. Not to mention, now we're being told that COVID hangs out in the ear, COVID hangs out in the eye, COVID might hang out in the brain. That's not easy for anybody to, you know. I mean, I'm a doctor and I'm like, all right, I could see it. But there's a lot of people going, okay, what the hell is happening to me? So you'll hear more about this long COVID, and we'll describe it more. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're talking about stroke next. 1-877-DOC-COM.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we've spoken a lot about stroke on the show because many people sometimes don't recognize the signs of their loved one. It could be something as obvious as numbness and weakness and garbled speech, or something as not so obvious as a garbled text, which we've spoken about. Well, with COVID-19, we originally saw a decrease in the number of stroke admissions, but did we, or were they silent strokes? So here to join us is Dr. Cheryl Martin-Schild, MD, PhD from Learn Stroke Medical Center and Medical Director of Neurology and Stroke for the New Orleans East Hospital and Toro Infirmary. Dr. Martin-Schild, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So tell us, first of all, you know, Learn Stroke, a medical director, tell us about Learn.
Learn stands for Louisiana Emergency Response Network, and it's a branch of Louisiana government that's tasked with trying to meet the needs for time-sensitive conditions like trauma, heart attacks, and stroke. And so I oversee the stroke system of care for Louisiana.
Oh, my gosh. And bless you for that. You know, considering Louisiana has gotten hit so many times with hurricanes, that must make your job infinitely more difficult.
Definitely a challenge. And on top of, you know, all the ways that our world has and our healthcare systems have had to evolve so quickly because of this COVID pandemic.
Man. So what have you seen in terms of numbers and trends from when the COVID pandemic started and shutdowns to now?
Unfortunately, what we saw across Louisiana and has been reported in a number of national studies is a significant reduction in the number of people seeking emergency care for conditions like stroke and heart attack. And that's, you know, really startling, since, you know, stroke is the number one reason to develop disability and the number five killer. Patients not coming in and getting emergency care puts them at risk of having forever disability because of the myth that we can't take care of patients safely in our hospital.
Exactly, exactly. It is so debilitating. And mind you, I mean, you know, COVID is scary and COVID is killed, but the heart attacks never stopped. The strokes never stopped. And there was this assumption that all these other medical conditions weren't still prevalent, but the prevalence is still very high.
It might even be higher because, you know, COVID actually increases the likelihood of developing a clot. So,
right,
you know, we might even be having more strokes, but we don't know what we don't know. And if patients don't get to the hospital, then it makes it very difficult to study whether COVID is influencing the development or the severity or outcomes from a stroke.
Former presidential candidate Ron Paul had suffered a stroke on live TV. We discussed that on the show a few weeks back. This happened last week of September. And fortunately, his team called 911 right away. And from what we understand, his residuals were minimal. But let's review the, if you don't mind, for our listeners, the signs and symptoms of stroke.
Right. Thank you for that opportunity. He had an obvious stroke right there in live TV, but, you know, not all symptoms are as obvious, and there's a spectrum of severity for each of them. The easiest way to recognize a stroke is by a simple acronym called BFAST, because if you're having a stroke, you better be fast. Mm-hmm. And BFAST will pick up about 95% of all strokes, meaning that about 95% of people who are having a stroke will have at least one of the following abnormalities. The B of BFAST stands for balance, the sudden loss of balance or experience of dizziness. The E stands for eyes, so any sudden change in vision. The F stands for face, so any sudden weakness or numbness affecting one side of the face. The A stands for arm or appendage, so sudden weakness, numbness, or clumsiness on one side of the body. The S stands for speech, so any slurred speech or sudden problems communicating effectively should raise suspicion of stroke. And then finally, that T stands for time. Every minute matters, so calling 911 right away can kick off the chain of events that's necessary to make a lasting positive impact on a person having a stroke.
Exactly. And, you know, we've been using FAST, you know, for years, but I love that it's been expanded now to BFAST because the balance, when you see a family member lose their balance, you know, you get that klutz and, you know, don't trip on the dog, but balance is one of the first signs of stroke. And I was always kind of perplexed that that wasn't included in the mnemonic originally. So I'm very, we are going to have to do some education and kind of make people, aware that the letters have changed a little bit. So the average person doesn't recognize these. You guys have given me some startling numbers. Only 1 in 5 U.S. adults can recognize the signs and symptoms of stroke. Why is that?
Isn't that terrible? There's also this myth that the symptoms of stroke develop slowly over a day or two. Genentech sponsored a nationwide survey, and those statistics that you mentioned are really startling. You know, there are other explanations for many of the type of symptoms that represent stroke, but the sudden nature of loss of function is a stroke until proven otherwise.
Right.
And that's why stroke is called a stroke. It's like a stroke of lightning. One minute you're fine, and the next bam, some part of your brain is actively dying, and whatever special function that brain was assigned, whether it's speech or movement or whatever, suddenly that function's lost. And that should make someone say, oh my goodness, this, you know, I can't do this, and I could do it 2 minutes ago. I need to get emergency care. And calling 911 is the best way to get that emergency care.
And our ER physicians, what is the time frame? But explain to the listeners, what is the time frame the ER's physicians need to deal with a thrombotic or an ischemic stroke successfully?
Well, time is of the essence because there are a lot of steps necessary to determine whether the patient's having a stroke, and if so, how to treat them best. But the key is to get to the hospital so that that sequence of events can actually occur. You know, like I said, when you have brain cells and suddenly the blood flow is disrupted and the brain cells are actively dying, that's a process that needs to be stopped if it's possible. But probably more important than that is to prevent as many strokes as we possibly can. And it's a myth that stroke is, you know, inevitable for people out there. Most strokes can be prevented.
We're talking to Dr. Cheryl Martin-Schild, Learn Stroke Medical Center, Medical Director of Neurology and Stroke for the New Orleans East Hospital and Touro Infirmary, and Genetex and Intermountain Healthcare's, work with stroke prevention. So preventing stroke, tons of risk factors that put us at risk. Many people listening probably don't realize they're at risk. Can you review the risk factors?
Absolutely. Most people do have at least one risk factor and don't even know it. I mean, there's risk factors that you can't do anything about, like your family history, your age, your ethnic background. But there's a lot of risk factors that you can do something about. And a lot of times just lifestyle changes can be effective and medications may be warranted. The most important one is high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. If all high blood pressure were modified, about half of all strokes would be prevented. And then there's high cholesterol and smoking, diabetes, being overweight, lack of physical activity, heart conditions like atrial fibrillation and sleep disorders like sleep apnea. All of those things require identification and then modification in order to lower your risk the lowest it possibly can be.
Absolutely. And then also influenza and, you know, flu prevention and, getting your flu shots. We've been recommending that as well because we do see an uptick in strokes during flu season.
We do. So having infection, and including like COVID, increases the likelihood of having a more severe stroke.
So now is
the best time if you have any extra time on your hand to invest in your overall health by increasing your physical activity and weight reduction to lower your risk of catching a significant virus and also lowering the risk of having a bad outcome if you do catch one of those viruses.
Absolutely. In the last 10 seconds, how can people find more information?
I recommend going to the website www.strokeawareness.com. There's lots of information about symptoms, signs, risk factors, and how to respond so that you give somebody the best chance of a great outcome.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey is blasting his own platform for how it handled a questionable story from the New York Post. The Post says it had smoking gun emails about Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and alleged that Hunter Biden had used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Both Twitter and Facebook said they would limit the article's distribution. Dorsey later tweeted it was unacceptable to block link sharing of the article without providing context as to why they were doing so. Regardless, Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he wants to hear from Dorsey.
Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what they're doing right now. And so on Tuesday, the Judiciary Committee, the full committee, will be voting on subpoenas to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come before our committee.
This is USA Radio News. Delta Airlines is adjusting its future revenue projections after reporting a massive loss. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
And Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is suspending campaign travel after two staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden campaign says neither staffer who tested positive had contact with Harris or former Vice President Biden in the last 48 hours before their positive tests. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I see the headlines and I see the rumors. Is this the end for Sin City? Which, by the way, quit calling Las Vegas Sin City. Okay, we haven't been Sin City for a while. We might turn back into Sin City. We can't compensate for all the loss of revenue, but quit calling us Sin City. I'd rather us be called the entertainment capital of the world, even though Hollywood you know, takes that moniker. But I think Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. I think we have some of the best food. I think we have some of the best shows. I think we have some of the best entertainers. We sure have some of the best radio hosts. But, you know, it's my town. I love my town. I've been here off and on since the 80s. I've been here religiously. I've lived here since the 90s, late 90s. And so, watching Las Vegas transform and become the mecca that it has, I'm very, very proud of my city. Getting the Las Vegas Golden Knights, getting the Raiders. We're really coming into our own. Then COVID hits. Okay? Well, no crowds. Can't have crowds. Can't have volume. Can't open your restaurants. Can't have casinos. If you do reopen, you got to have some plexiglass. Can't be all crowded at a craps table. Can't be drinking and getting sloshy drunk because you're not going to social distance. You got to be wearing your masks so you can't be kissing. Right? People like to kiss a lot, right? In front of people and a lot of kisses in Las Vegas. Not too many kisses. Strip clubs. Right? A lot of social distancing and certain COVID rules for that. You'd think there might be other sort of infectious diseases that might be of more concern, but no, no. Yeah, that's the only COVID is what shut those down. And mind you, I don't know if you've been to a strip club. I haven't been to a women's strip club. I've been to like a guy strip show. I went with my aunt. It was like, I think, her 40th birthday. And so we're like, woohoo. And I got to tell you, man, women are worse than guys when it comes to these things. The guys know to sit in their seat and to not touch and whatever. The women are like, ah, it's crazy. I was like, guys, ladies, please. Man, they were good looking, the guys, but come on. And women go wild. So Las Vegas obviously got kind of a beat down with this COVID. And something happened, which we talked about yesterday, which was very, very significant. So it did warrant the headlines. One of our hotels, the Encore, one of Steve Wynn's hotels. You have the Wynn and the Encore, decided to choose that they were only going to be open 4 days a week. They'll open Thursday after 2, be open for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. Closed by noon. Well, you have never, in the history of a casino, from what I understand, unless there was, you know, the shooting of President Kennedy or some other catastrophe, for the most part, casinos are 24/7. We don't close down. We are there. You'll get your shrimp cocktail any time of night. You'll get a drink anytime you want. We've been 24/7. And when you start seeing the 24/7 town start to cut hours, not only cut hours, cut days, you start to kind of go, okay, wait a second here, what's happening? So I see rumors, I see the headlines going, Las Vegas won't rebound. Okay, Las Vegas is strong. We've been through a lot. Okay, not to mention, we're in a desert. You know, for people to still come and party when we have scorching summers and freezing winters, okay, we're going to make a comeback. But I don't know if Vegas is going to look like the Vegas that we had in February. So, you know, we've spoken about, my nose is running. We've spoken about flu season, how unfortunately flu season is going to kind of prolong the whole COVID mania and the COVID hype because flu kills and people always die, unfortunately, with flu season. Our hospitals are always overwhelmed. Every city says our hospital is overwhelmed. We have people in the hallway, people on gurneys. That's what happens with flu season. Strokes aren't going away, as we just discussed with Dr. Martin Schild. Heart attacks aren't going away. So we're going to see hospitals overrun again this winter, and everybody's going to freak out, and they're going to call them COVID cases. Maybe they'll be part COVID cases. Maybe they won't. Okay, you know, we still have yet to see what's going to happen with COVID. It's supposed to be less lethal, but it's still more infectious than new strains. So this is going to go on, again, more months. Then we come into next year. All these conventions that we get hit with, just with welcome arms, right? CES, Magic, you know, Chinese New Year, these events that bring, you know, millions of people into our town. A lot of them going virtual. All right, maybe that's temporary. Maybe we'll have our virtual events, and then hopefully once we get to be back, you know, back to the way things were. Are we ever going to get back to the way things were? I mean, I talk to people, and I'm expecting them going, oh, my gosh, let me get to a movie theater. Or, you know, I want to see a show, or I want to go out to eat, or I want to. And I'm not hearing that. People are getting so used to the social distancing. I mean, I'm speaking to people that are, you know, that I would think, you know, would be more, you know, I guess, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but, you know, less, shall we say, scared. And I apologize, I'm having some issues with my Facebook Live. And they're like, no, I have no intention of going back. So then, is Vegas going to? Vegas, which is a 24/7 town, all about the entertainment, all about having shows, having parties, having places where you could have conventions. Is it going to rebound? Now, I think Vegas will rebound, but I think it might have to start to pivot to other industries. And that's going to be a little tricky because you have America's Playground. I mean, that's another moniker we use for Las Vegas. It's America's Playground. When you come here, kids go to arcades, parents gamble, you got the showgirls, you got the clubs, it's America's Playground. And how was Vegas before we became more family-centered and, clubs and, you know, fancy restaurants? Well, it was where you could, you know, it was a little seedy. You know, it was more seedy. True, you had some great shows. You had Sammy Davis Jr. and you had Frank Sinatra and Wayne Newton and all that. But a lot of Vegas's pull was the more seedy aspect. And so one thing I kind of worry is Vegas, in order to compete, because people are going to be, well, you know what? I'm worried about, you know, COVID. I'm not really that into going to a show anymore, or, you know, eating out to eat and spending $100 on dinner, you know, per person doesn't really seem to work now in this economy. What else is Vegas going to do to attract people to come back? In terms of conventions, we need our conventions. But if, you know, once a business who's having issues with their bottom line goes, wait a second. So, you know, you could go and get your CME credits, you know, online. Why am I spending for you to travel? It costs us $5,000 when you go to get your CME. You know what? You could do it online. I understand business, you know, works really well when you see people one-on-one. I know that in radio and media, it really helps to see people one-on-one. But you're not, unfortunately, you know, once people have the option of, you know what, sorry, convention's going to be virtual, or we have to limit the numbers, once a company goes, wait a second, we're not going to be able to be there, and then you're going to limit numbers, so we aren't going to have the volume of people to pitch to, you know, because you have your tables and you have your pitch meetings. You want volume. You want to know that you spoke to 2,000 people. But if you're only going to be able to speak to 250 people, is it really worth you going out there? So unless Vegas goes to, okay, we are back full, you know, speed, full Monty or whatever, unfortunately, Vegas is going to then have to come up with different industries. Now, Raiders and having football is huge, but the stadium's not open. And even if we start to bring in new fans and bring in fans, these stadiums need thousands of people there. Packed and buying beer and eating hot dogs and, you know, a socially distanced stadium is not, you know, people think, oh, you know, we're going to help you guys out and we're going to open you up and let, you know, you have a couple hundred people. That's not going to cut it. So I just wonder if Vegas is going to have to, and I don't want Vegas to, but if we're going to see a change. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We just found out that Fred Dean, none of you guys remember the Bruise Brothers, right? The San Francisco's defensive front, the Bruise Brothers. Fred Dean of the 49ers dies at age 68. He kind of helped make the San Francisco 49ers the dynasty that we know. Back in the early 80s, he was hospitalized last week with coronavirus, had been on a ventilator in intensive care, according to his former San Francisco teammate, Dwight Hicks. He was a pass rusher, began his career as a second-round pick with the San Diego Chargers in 75, was named to four Pro Bowl teams. And unfortunately, he's passed at the age of 68. Let's get to some of your emails. Brian writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm not going to work, out to eat, or going to the strip because I don't want to get attacked or be accused of racism or sexual assault. He writes, I'm done with people. So, yo, this is interesting. This is interesting, okay? And I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Are you finding COVID the perfect opportunity to avoid others and avoid some of the issues and traps or challenges that you had in person? You know, this is interesting. You know, we were speaking a lot last year about sexual harassment and Me Too and, you know, sexual assault in the workplace. And I forget which company said you couldn't look at a woman more than 10 seconds or you couldn't look at somebody for more than 10 seconds. If you look at them for more than 10 seconds, that could be, you know, considered assault. And, you know, many of you were kind of calling in and emailing going, look, how can I just work in an all-man area? I just don't want to accidentally run in to somebody or be accused of looking at somebody when I didn't. And with the Me Too movement, even though it was huge progress for those of us who have ever been assaulted and felt like we couldn't come forward and felt like we were going to be re-victimized for coming forward, on the flip side, you had, you know, innocent people being accused, like that officer who was accused of assaulting, you know, somebody who allegedly had done a DUI, and the body cam showed that everything she said didn't happen. She just went into the back of the cop car, I think it was a cop SUV car, and that was it. And none of everything she claimed happened. And so, you know, the average man out there who's innocent is kind of scared to death about, well, what happens now at work. And so, you know, Brian's not the first one to tell me that he loves working at home. He now doesn't have to. Who's going to accuse him of sexual harassment? Who's going to accuse him of, you know, assault or whatever when he's at home? And, you know, I doubt it was such a war zone in most people's places of work. I think people started to accustom and they just kind of realized, you know what, all right, I'm not going to have a work meeting alone with a woman. We'll make sure we always have witnesses, or we'll do it on video. Well, one of you had written a few weeks back saying you love Zoom because it's your proof that you didn't say anything inappropriate to anybody. And so, you know, on one hand, I'm thinking, gosh, I hate that there's cameras everywhere. If I ever have to, you know, kind of, you know, straighten my underwear or fix a bra strap or something, there's always a camera. You know, or if I, one thing that I've stopped doing because of cameras is I'll buy something at a store or I'll put something in my cart, and then a few aisles down, I'll find that there's something on sale or something I want more. And you would, right, go, well, I don't want this in my cart. So you would stick it on the shelf, right, where it does belong. I've stopped doing that. I now go all the way back and put the shampoo bottle, or, well, I haven't really gone shopping a lot, but since I knew that cameras were on you, I stopped what I used to do years ago of, you know what, to heck with it, I'm just going to leave this here. If it was a perishable, no, I would always put it back, of course, you know, because otherwise you're ruining the product. But, yeah, if it was like a bottle of shampoo and there was a different, you know, like, because Walmart is notorious for having stuff on sale. So you buy. So here you are. You're in the shampoo aisle or the baby bath aisle. And then all of a sudden you see, you know, the, door stoppers. And you're like, oh, well, wait a second. Oh, my gosh, I could buy cheaper. So, you know. But, you know, being on camera definitely does kind of change your behavior. So I understand how there's people kind of like, you know, oh, this is great, because now with work, I can meet with my female colleagues, and nobody can claim I was inappropriate because we have it on Zoom. And I think with Zoom, you could videotape the whole meeting, and it allows people that protection. On the flip side, though, what about racism? That's really interesting. I don't want to get attacked. Okay, so he brought up the strip. We've had some a little uptick in strip violence, but when you look at the amount of time something happens in a city as large as ours compared to other cities, we still have low crime, very low crime on the strip. It's very well protected and a lot of security, and it's not, I still feel very, very safe on the strip. But this being accused of racism, this isn't the first time somebody's brought this up to me. Now, making headlines was that quote-unquote Karen. I don't like using that term, Karen. But remember, there was Amy Cooper. Amy Cooper was in a dog park, I think it's called the Ramble, in New York City. And she didn't have her dog on a leash. So Cyrus Vance... Christian Cooper, 57 years old, was like, look, you need to put your dog on a leash. Well, it started to get, escalate. So he starts filming her. She gets mad, and she calls 911, saying that a black man is, threatening her life. And so she gets fired from her job. Apparently, she actually called 911 a second time. She's 41 years old. And to, you know, say that she felt that he was trying to assault her, etc. And so this obviously made headlines that, you know, you can't, you know, he videotaped the whole thing. You can't, you know, I mean, unless there was an assault that happened before the video started. But when you see the interaction of her with her dog and you see the distance, it's kind of hard to see where she was coming up with that. But, you know, many of you have kind of expressed that what happened with George Zimmerman was ridiculous, where, you know, somebody takes the law into their own hands and feels being neighborhood watch, it's their duty to shoot somebody. So he and Trayvon Martin get into a scuffle, Trayvon Martin dies, and we learn from that lesson to call the police. You know, if there is something that's not right, you don't get involved. You aren't the law. You know, even if you have a concealed carry, it's not your job, or don't get into a scuffle or whatever that could end up in you feeling like your life is in danger and shooting and all that, you call the police. But lately, with the last year or two, you're calling the police, and with there being the concerns of, you know, police violence and people dying within custody, you're not supposed to call the police. Calling the police, you know, is not, and, you know, mind you, 911 doesn't want to be called, you know, every time somebody gets into a verbal argument in a parking lot, all right? But unfortunately, these things escalate. And so when I hear that many of you are kind of concerned because if you feel like you call the police, your lives are going to be ruined, I really see this trend of people just wanting to kind of stay away from others. We really have an anti-human, others sort of, shall we say, landscape right now. And the original reason was supposed to be COVID. People didn't want to get COVID. People didn't want to be sneezed on or coughed on. But I think a lot of people are finding, well, this is great. I don't have to be around my boss. I don't have to be around coworkers. I can avoid, you know, altercations. And I mean, did we drive people to just want to stay at home and be away from others? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.